Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a combo kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love Meltdown.
This is
I tricked you. Coming to you once again from Meltdown Comics in Hollywood, California. Let's see what date it is, just for the hell of it. It's Tuesday, August 23rd. So, like, if you're listening to this on, say, Friday, August 26th, right?
Yeah.
You don't need to contact the corrections department if something was wrong on tonight's show. I will hear about it almost immediately. Let's put it this way. Check the date that the show comes out and then go, oh, I'm a day or two later than that. Doug has already been corrected and I don't have to mess with it. I don't know why I'm starting off the show so angry. It is Tuesday, August 23rd, 2016. I feel the need for name tags. What have you got, Los Angeles? Plenty of name tags. That's all I needed to know. Wait, Patrick Games, instead of?
Patriot Games.
I was like, what does Patrick Games have to do with reindeer games? Pop star never stops stopping. What's your name?
Nick stopping.
Burn after reading, because your last name is R-E-I-D, Reed?
First name?
Get the fuck out of here. Get you stand up and leave the room. What's next to you? What's that? Encino Amanda? You put my face on a caveman. I don't know if I like that. What's that one over there? Henri?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Henri?
Your name is Henri?
Yeah.
O-N-R-A-Y?
R-E-Y, but...
R-E-Y, but you went on Ray.
Yeah.
Because there's a movie called Ray.
Yeah.
But then you just got a picture of just me smoking a joint, a bunch of smoke coming out of my face.
The poster board is the same.
Okay. It's very similar to the motion picture Ray about Ray Charles?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel something racist is going on, but... Maybe it isn't. What's that thing that says Lawrence on it? It's a box?
It's a VCR.
It's a VCR? You just put your name on a VCR? Everybody names their VCR. Hey, you guys, you want to watch a movie on VHS tape? I will put it in Lawrence. Well, thank you to everybody for making such creative and weird-ass name tags. Doug Plugs, Nashville, this Saturday. Doug Loves Movies is back at Zany's in Nashville at 420. Seattle, Thursday, September 1st at the Neptune Theater. Denver, Labor Day, Comedy Works, downtown, also at 420. DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. And Doug Loves Movies 12 Guests of Christmas at the Gramercy Theater in New York City will sell out any day now. So for sure, get on it. From the corrections department, apparently there is footage of Talia Shire as Adrian in Rocky Balboa. And also apparently people give a shit. Let's check out the prize bag, you guys. I'm gonna put these donuts somebody put on the stage in the prize bag. Also, from I was just at Wizard World Comic Con in Chicago, and a dude there named Drew Blank gave me, you can go to heroesquares.com to get more of this, but he gave me a coloring book called Phil Bill Volume 1, and it's all, you can color in moments of Bill Murray in various motion pictures. There he is in Where the Buffalo Roam. You could color that in. And Groundhog Day. Oh, this is a fun game, guessing which movies these are. Kingpin, Rushmore. You get the idea. A water bottle from At Midnight, because when you do At Midnight, they give you a water bottle. And I guess it's to help walk around with water. It's clean or something. I don't know what's special about it. I've never tried it. I give it away every time. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a CD from the band Sum 41. their CD entitled Does This Look Infected? Aren't they fun? That's a fun band. No matter how you add it up. And a couple of coasters from my run in the Marijuana Logs off Broadway, and a pipe from our friends at Peacemaker. All of that stuff was contributed by me, but what did my guests bring? Let's find out when I bring them out here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a good one. Please welcome Rob Benedict, Wheeler Walker Jr., and Sarah Silverman. You guys.
Hi, you.
Nice, quiet, well-behaved panel. I like this already. We got two newbies today, but first let's say hi to the, excuse the expression, old bee. It's Sarah Silverman, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Resplendent in Harry Potter wear from Sears. I don't know. Do they have a thing like that?
Did you just do crowd work on me?
On you? Yeah.
Some kind of
well,
crowd
don't
work?
Get me started on the outfits and the people in the crowd. But you have a scarf on, and it's, I think it's August.
It's a sweater.
Oh, okay. A sweater. Yeah, no, you don't have to worry about air conditioning in this joint.
I know, I knew that, but also then when I came over, and then oh, never mind. I have mustard on my shirt. But I used a Cottonelle wipe to try to take it off. It's a whole story. Trust me, you guys, it's a great story.
What do you eat that you put mustard on?
Lately, I have been obsessed.
Because she's not a meat eater, so why would you use mustard?
Well, I don't mean to bring it up only in times when there's a possible way I can wedge it in, but I had life or death surgery recently. And since, that didn't get a laugh at all. And since then I've had insane cravings for veggie hot dogs and tofurkey, and I just cover it in mustard and eat it.
Okay.
Like Chad from The Bachelor.
He's what? He's
eats meat.
You don't just, get
oh, he's
it,
a big
Doug.
Meat eater.
Just eats just meat straight out of the
thank you.
Tupperware.
All right.
With you at the Bachelor.
All right. Fair enough.
The Chad.
I heard there's going to be a Wreck-It Ralph 2.
There is.
Are you in it?
Yes.
Super long ass process. Have you recorded stuff yet?
No, I recently just recorded something for a parade at Disney World where it used to be Goofy on a bike going down a parade, and they're just putting Vanellope on that bike, and I'm saying just almost the exact same things
that Goofy said?
Yeah, but it but like about candy.
Can you, do you remember an example? Can you do a what quote?
Really dumb shit. Like,
Did you say that at Disney?
Wow, candy! I love candy! And I'm just thinking, like, candy is poison.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad for the children. You're not a good role model at all.
I mean, I'm thrilled to be a part of it, and I love that character, but candy is not something that should be a part of your everyday life as a child.
Yeah, kids shouldn't be eating sweets.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But it's a fun movie, and I'm excited they're making another one.
Yes.
All right, you guys. Rob Benedict is here, everybody.
Woo! Hello. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Dude, when the movie Waiting is on television, I don't even care if there's fucking commercials. If it's Comedy Central, I will watch it
awesome.
To its conclusion, because I'm always concerned about you and your concerns. I know it's, you know, it's, yeah, everyone yeah. there is like, it's a rough world where everyone's just wondering if they're going to get promoted to manager. Yeah.
And all true. And you've worked in the restaurant industry. It's very true, a lot about it's true. And you know, every sort of restaurant I go into, like a lot of the waiters, you know, are fans of that movie.
Of course.
But what's
so they put their dick in your food?
So they put their dick in my food as an homage.
Right.
But also, I get recognized in bathrooms a lot, which is really weird because my character can't go to the bathroom. That's the plot line. It's a very,
right.
It's a heady movie. But yeah, so I can't go to the bathroom. So like, you the dude from that movie? And you know, you still got that problem? Obviously.
Clearly not. Obviously I'm peeing not, right man. Now, you son of a bitch. I've gotten over it. And also, I've been a fan since all the way back to, you know, it's sad to admit that I watched Felicity.
Awesome.
And, thank you. And wow, can you tell us about the turmoil around the time of the haircut?
Yeah.
When Felicity cut her hair and for some reason that ruined the whole show?
It was like the biggest news ever. I don't know what, there was nothing going on in the world at that
right.
time.
Right, Twitter didn't exist.
Right.
So somehow.
It was pre-9/11. Like people weren't talking about anything.
No, they weren't. People were just keeping it to themselves.
She cut her hair and it was like.
Oh, I remember.
People went insane.
She had to wear wigs. She wore a wig for a while. It was really bad. It was super bad.
Yeah, it forced her to become an undercover KGB agent.
Yeah. She's kicking ass now. Mm-hmm. And I was in that movie Waiting and stuff.
Hey, don't forget about Still Waiting.
Still Waiting, the sequel.
Still Waiting. Ryan Reynolds?
Didn't make the sequel.
Oh, he didn't? Anna Faris?
Not so much on the sequel.
Oh, okay. Dave Koechner? Dave Koechner?
Koechner, yes, he did like a cameo.
He Koechner in for Koechner, a second?
Koechnered in.
Okay. Sarah had a guess.
Andy Milonakis?
Yes, in the sequel.
There you go.
Sequel.
He's back.
Good Milonakis bring back, Sarah.
That poor kid that he hung out with in the first one is no longer with us.
He's not?
I don't think so.
What?
I think he's dead.
Shit, he was in the sequel. They both were in the sequel.
Oh, then maybe he's not dead.
I can't believe you've told me that. No. That sequel was 8 years ago.
Oh, okay. Then he's dead.
Jesus.
Someone will let the corrections department know if I'm wrong on that. Thank you, Rob, for participating in this.
And thanks for having me.
Also, thank you to Wheeler Walker Jr. is here, everybody.
Biggest country star that's been on this this podcast, bro?
Perhaps we've had,
I knew it.
Be Real from Cypress Hill. No. no, we've had, there's got to be, Scooter Jennings.
Oh. Shooter. Oh.
Scooter. Sorry, Scooter. Yeah. Scooter Jennings, my favorite Muppet. Shooter's been on the show.
All right.
So he's a pretty good one, right?
I'll take number. I'm number two.
You cover songs by his dad in your live
show. Yeah, you came to the show.
He came to a show?
No, you came to the show.
Oh, I did, yes. Yeah. And I was like, that's some Waylon Jennings stuff he's playing right now.
Yeah, you knew the shit. Thanks for coming, man. It was
so much fun. Bird Cloud was your opening act. They were insane on my weed show, getting dug with high.
Yeah, they're crazy. They leave their check. Every show we got to pick up, they leave their checks at all the shows. You know, people are always like, you know, I'm only in it for the music. They're actually only in it for the music. They open up. Bird Cloud's a really cool band. You got to check them out. They open up all our shows, and they never take their money. So we have to deliver it to them the next show.
Yeah, here's your money. Oh, wow. Well, that's secondary to what we want.
Exactly. The music's the most important.
Well, wow. The music that one of them plays on a harmonica, it's in the other one's vagina.
Yeah, well, that's what originally, I'm not going to lie, what's got me turned on to them. That's where they came on my radar.
That's where you're like, they can open for me.
Yeah.
Both of them can open their harmonicas to me.
I could watch that every night. Yeah.
Wait. The harmonica's in her vagina. The guy
it's
is
not
playing
in her
it.
Vagina.
And then is the
two
microphone
women.
In her mouth?
It's just near her vagina. Well, it's just on her vagina.
As someone who's been in a lot of dressing rooms watching them get set up every night for 2 weeks, the harmonica goes in a little thing here, and then they put like a little mic here. And then she looks like they're eating beef, and it's just harmonica sounds coming out. And you've never heard a worse sound than harmonica, but it's cool to watch.
I've never heard a better sounding vagina, that's for sure. Yeah.
You know, this whole time I was thinking kazoo. Yeah. And it was a different...
Now, not,
a whole
it doesn't
image.
Make a kazoo sound. It's
well, a kazoo, you wouldn't need,
harmonica.
Kazoo, you wouldn't need the holder. Would help.
Right.
Right, that's probably why I was...
It. Just shove. Just shove it. but you're between tours right now. You're about to go back out on tour.
Yeah, we're going Southeast tour starts in I think 2 weeks, and but I'm talking to a bunch of people in LA, so it doesn't fucking matter. But we'll be in Southeast and to all the people listening in the Southeast. How's your podcast doing in the Southeast?
It's all right.
Oh my gosh, this podcast is everywhere. I went to England and people were. I went to.
No, I want to hear the rest of it. I'm excited that people in
we
England.
We were in a restaurant, and the couple waiting in front of us were like, "We just heard you on Doug Love's movie."
It's very nice to hear. Yeah, I did a show over there once, and it was a great turnout, and I'll probably do it again.
Yeah. Oh, I thought my story was.
It's super. So, Wheeler, what are you a big movie guy? You into movies?
Yeah, like I mean, we watch a lot of shit on the van. I mean, we were talking about some heavy shit backstage. I mean, I'm more of a TV person probably because I sit around the house a lot. But we were discussing of the shit we were talking about backstage. Some of it was in between TV movie range, so it could be cool to talk about. We're discussing the OJ doc at length. Backstage.
The doc, not the...
Right, the doc.
The documentary. But your buddy told me that it's... Because now I'm Mr. Hollywood. He's telling me it's eligible for an Oscar because they screened it in the theater.
What?
And it should win an Oscar because it's the best documentary I've ever fucking seen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's eligible for best documentary Oscar. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. It's really good.
All right. Why do you like it so much?
I don't know.
Why don't you marry it if you like it so much? For you at home, Doug and I just high-fived.
That line was
this
Von
is why I don't
Schweetz.
Come. This is why I don't come to Hollywood. You just sit down. People are fucking rude. They don't say shit like that to you in Tennessee.
What do they say to you in Tennessee?
Go fuck your mother.
That seems ruder. Do you have aspirations to have like your songs on the soundtrack in motion pictures, or to appear like maybe as yourself in a motion picture?
It's come up a couple times because people ask about my song. And again, I'm learning a little bit more. The problem is, I don't know, people here know they don't like the songs because they do like the Comedy Central or whatever USA versions, and they got to bleep my fucking because they had enough trouble bleeping the language, you know, the dialogue. So they don't like to bleep the fucking song in the back because I was up for a movie and they wanted the song, but then they were like, it'll fuck up the cable version of it because I mean, like...
Right, because you don't want to hear bleeps in a song.
Exactly,
like,
it'll take you out of the world.
It's no big deal.
Which one of you queers going to suck my dick ain't in the fucking... is not going to be in, you know, the new record,
yeah,
Ralph.
Yeah, well, which one of you beep is going to beep my beep? Like, you don't even know what the hell you're talking about at that point.
They could drop the audio.
Oh, good idea, Sarah.
But then I don't give them the money.
Oh, you only get paid if they hear your voice?
I don't know. Either way, I think the important part was they said no, so it didn't matter.
Well, you don't have an IMDb page yet, which, you know, is...
I'm a mystery. That's cool with music. You got to keep the mystery.
Don't feel bad about it or anything. I just bring it up because I always like to ask my guests about their IMDb pages because there's a part where it says best known for and lists four things. So let's start with Sarah. What do you think your top four best known for things are? It can be a TV show or a movie, but, you know...
Sarah Silverman Program, I hope? No?
No, it didn't make the cut. But that's because you've really been in some motion pictures. You've been in some serious players in the world.
Well, I was like, Hunty Girlfriend in School of Rock.
Ding, 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 ding! That's in there. That's number two. What else do you think is in your top four?
Something about Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That's in there.
I had four lines.
Huge movie. But you were in there.
I don't know.
All right. It's got to be the car. I mean, say what you're talking about. I'm giving her a hint. What you were talking about before.
Yeah, well, what were we talking about earlier? What was already discussed?
Oh, Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah,
oh,
number yeah. one. Oh. You're the most known for Wreck-It Ralph.
I don't even got an IMDb page.
Good.
Yeah.
It's really good, really.
I mean, they could list like a million things, obviously, but what do you think the fourth thing is? If they can't list a million, they can't list a million and they have
a
to list...
A million ways to die in the West?
That's correct.
I like that movie.
I know. It's a weird metric that they use with IMDb, but you can, I think either now or soon, you can go in as Sarah Silverman and pick your top four instead
Never
of letting them
do that.
Pick. Yeah, you're not going to do it, but I'm just saying that like that'll change the metric a little
bit. Can you go in and open a page? I mean, start a page for yourself, even if you've never been in movies?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Are you asking for a friend?
I'm asking for myself. I want IMDb. I'm
trying to help you out.
I'm here for promo. I'm losing time because you guys got... Anyway.
I feel like you'll be in a movie soon. Like, if I make another movie, I'd put you in it.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to do, like, a Waiting 3.
Yeah, we could get you in Waiting 3.
Oh, cool, man.
It's
you know, this is a long trip, but it's paying off.
Yeah. It's just me, nobody else. It's me and you.
Guys, our new manager here at the restaurant is an aspiring country western singer.
Oh, let's listen to his stuff.
Yeah. And then beep, 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 beep. Rob Benedict, what do you think your top four are?
Golly.
I guess.
Supernatural. Supernatural
what?
TV series, Supernatural.
No, that didn't make the cut. There's a fan in the audience, though.
Okay, how about...
it's all motion
waiting,
pictures.
Waiting.
Waiting is number one.
Still Waiting?
Still Waiting is number three.
State of Play?
Number two.
Wow. Ooh. What's four?
Yeah. What's your number four? Motion picture.
It's a motion picture?
In your top four. It is a motion picture. It's not Felicity.
A Little Help?
That's not the name of it.
What does it start with? It's not
well,
a TV show.
I can tell you what it's not.
Okay.
It's not...
Another teen movie!
You got it. Great job.
Huh. Interesting.
What was the last movie you saw, Rob?
My last movie I saw was...
Rob!
Hell or High Water. I saw. Mm. And really, really
Very
enjoyed
good.
It.
Very yeah. good. Extremely high score on Rotten Tomatoes yeah. for that one. Jeff Bridges at his surliest...
He still got it. I mean, he's yeah. talking very strange, but it really, really works. He's talking like he's got something in his mouth, but he's just, I fucking love him so much.
I think it's his last bong hit is what's in his mouth.
Sure, maybe.
Yeah, I heard he's a real big pothead. And
sure.
I love him for that.
He's just so good. He's just so great. And yeah. you know, it's funny, I worked on Massive Sex last year, and I was like Bo's boyfriend at the
oh,
end of last
God,
year. That's how we
yes!
met. That's how we met.
Yes!
Yeah, yeah. Anyways,
Thank you, sir.
So I was Bo Bridges' boyfriend, which is pretty awesome. And he's like, so I want to be a Bridges. Adopt me into the bridge. You know what I mean?
I just had scenes with him for the first time, and he was like, I have the same voice as my brother. Why can't I get the voiceover work? I'm cheaper. I was like, oh my God, I thought it was him. I always try to guess who the voiceover is on commercials. And so many times I have guessed Bo Bridges. Must have been Jeff Bridges.
Wow. Well, you see, so like, he'll be like, you know, my brother does pictures, movie pictures. And he was, because we were talking about Robin Williams, and he was like, my brother did a movie with him, a picture called Fisher King. I was like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm quite aware. You know?
There once was a movie called The Fisher King. Bo Bridges is great as a fucking terrible person, very bad, bad guy in a movie called Eden. That I'd recommend if you want to be insanely sad for a while.
Wow.
It's a very upsetting movie about basically about human trafficking. And he's like a redneck human trafficker.
Is Ellen Page in that?
No.
That just sounded like your John Panette impression.
You go now. So what was the last movie you saw, Sarah?
I haven't seen a movie in so long. I bought tickets to see that Jeff Bridges, Ben Foster movie, and then
it was like, oh, I like my couch right now.
I did not feel well, but I've been, television, as you know, is my passion, and I spent I just watched all of Stranger Things, and now I am on.
It's the best movie out there right now, probably.
Oh my God, it's so good. It is pure joy.
Yeah,
it's
Spielberg,
so good.
Monster Squad, all of it. It's like really, it's like a throwback, but fresh at the same time.
Yeah, it's like every part is so iconic and familiar, and yet it's totally original. But
were you tweeting with David Harbour? Did I see that? That guy is so good in it.
He's so incredible, and it's exciting to see him in this like big role because I've always known him as, I love watching, I like to go to sleep to Law and Order. And so I know every actor in New York. I'm like, oh my God, you know, like when I first met David Harbour, I met him once years ago and I was like, oh my God, you were the silverware thief. And he was like, they're always like, I'm so embarrassed, that's not who I am, you know? And I'm like, just say thank you. It's a big deal to me. I go to bed, I've seen every episode of every Law and Order a million times.
People, but New York actors look at Law and Order as like jury duty or something. Like they all get a part at some point. Some of them get multiple parts.
But the greatest actors come through Law and Order. And
yeah, it's amazing.
You can always see like, a young John Krasinski or a young Philip Seymour Hoffman or a... And then I saw a very young David Harbour way before the silverware thief episode on Criminal Intent where he's just a waiter and has like two lines. And I posted it and he was like, oh, come on, do you have other things to do? And I was like, no. I need to come down from Stranger Things by the gentle tones of softcore murder. And that's how I go to sleep. But he's incredible in it.
Wheeler, what's the last movie you saw?
Well, I was just thinking about this. So I was listening to, I was catching up on Stern, and Jonah Hill was on.
Sure.
And I'm like, I haven't seen, rewatched Wolf of Wall Street. And it's 3 fucking hours long. Mm-hmm. And every minute's important. I sat there, it's better the fucking second.
I'd watch that movie on a loop.
I saw it twice in the theater.
I asked myself? It's like Fear and Love. I love movies about assholes just going being fucking assholes. Like,
persevering and succeeding. And
yeah, they get their comeuppance, but you know.
He's still the hero of that movie.
Well, yeah, well. Yeah, I guess. I didn't think about that much. It's funny.
He got played by a movie star.
Well, that's true. But yeah, that movie is just it's so fucking good. You can't turn it off. And I pressed the wrong button and I bought it on iTunes and rented it. So now I own it. But it's
great.
But
now
I'll
watch it as much as you want.
But yeah, now I'm glad I did.
Good deal.
It is one of those things where I had seen it. I saw it twice. I loved it so much. It's about scumbags, real life fucking scumbags. And I, you know, so I was.
But they're funny.
I was playing basketball, and
with a scumbag.
This big, gorgeous black guy who's actually a comic. His name was Alex, and I didn't know him at the time, but I was playing pickup games, and he kept going, "Wolf of Wall Street, baby!" Every time he was passing the ball, "Wolf of Wall Street, baby! Yeah, Wolf of Wall Street!" And then we were sitting in the sidelines, like, because we were waiting to go in to play the winners of the next game. And I go, "Look, I loved Wolf of Wall Street too, but do not turn this into some cultural Scarface where you worship a scumbag. It's about scumbags," because I feel I can say that to people as an older woman to younger comedians. And then he just went, "I didn't see it." And it made me love him so much.
What a weird thing to yell out. Why does he just pick some other movie? You 571!
Wheeler, I feel I took your story and
that's a way better story. I didn't have anything. That's a way better story than my story.
No, but it was good. You bought it instead of rented it. That was...
Well, I also... You know how iTunes now has a 99-cent thing?
Sure.
What was... It was Tarantino. I just bought a... You can rent it for 99 cents.
Hateful Eight?
No, yeah. No, what's the new one?
Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
Tarantino?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I rented that, and then I watched it on my, like, all my devices. I rented it 9 times at 99 cents. So I accidentally bought it, but now I can only, if you do it on different, it's a more of a PSA. I want to warn people. If you rent something on iTunes, you can't watch it on another fucking device. So I watched it, started it on my fucking Apple TV, watched some more on my fucking phone.
Yeah, it's a long movie.
And then you kept doing it, and I got charged so I could have bought fucking 4 laser discs of it for the price that I rented it for.
Laser discs?
look at these dudes. That's what I'm sure they're all fucking collectors. Sorry.
Applaud if you own laser discs. Oh,
I knew it.
I like the one clap.
That was actually the sound of one hand clapping.
I do. I should have clapped because I have some. But I don't ever watch them. I gave away my player, so I can't watch them. But I still have them. All right, you guys. Now it's time for Bert Kreischer to turn the show off because I'm about to say, "Let the games begin!" Lady, didn't mean to call either of you guys a lady. Lady and gentlemen, some people here have crafted some really nice name tags. I'd like each of you to go out into the audience and select who you would like to play for by physically taking their name tag and bringing it back. Oh, the Cryan game? Your name is Cryan?
It's just Ryan.
Oh, Ryan. C. Ryan game. So you just pick who you'd like to play for and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Kevin Smith's new comedy, Yoga Hosers. Catch it in movie theaters nationwide for a special premiere event days before its official release. This is your chance to see the film before anyone else, plus catch an exclusive discussion with director Kevin Smith. Yoga Hosers stars Johnny Depp and his daughter Lily Rose Depp, along with Kevin Smith's daughter Harley Quinn Smith. Lily Rose and Harley Quinn reprise their roles as the Colleen Coalition from the 2014 Kevin Smith comedy Tusk. When the Colleens discover that a Nazi splinter group has been raising an army of monsters beneath the store where they work, the teens team up with legendary Manhunter played by Johnny Depp to stop the world-threatening uprising. Kevin Smith's Yoga Hosers premiere party comes to select movie theaters nationwide for an epic one-night event on August 30th. Tickets available now at fathom.live/Kevin Smith. Back to the show.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. Very quick name tag selection. I appreciate that. I want to get pictures of these beautiful name tags. Rob, who are you playing for?
Chelsea. I assume her name's Chelsea because her poster says Voyage to the Bottom of Chelsea.
Yeah, that'd be weird to change that word to Chelsea if her name was Voyage.
It would be weird.
Yeah. Just hold that up for me so I can get a nice picture of you and it. Let me get your face in there a little bit. There you go. Oh, nice. All right, Sarah, who are you playing for?
I am Lauren.
Instead of I Am Legend.
Yeah.
That's fun. Very nice. Do you like that movie, Sarah?
Oh, I don't know.
Can you read what's written on the back of this?
No,
you don't want to read that out loud.
Later.
Don't say that, Wheeler, because that's the consolation prize if they lose today. That's all good.
You're from Tennessee?
Let me see yours.
This is the movie you're in. Your picture there, Encino.
Where the Stone Age meets the Rock Age.
Encino Amanda.
Yeah, I love that. That's beautiful.
That's clever. Yeah.
Excellent choice. And yeah, don't read.
Don't read it
on the back.
Okay.
And tell us what you brought for the old prize bag there, Wheeler.
Well, a couple things. You said bring two things. This is limited edition Wheeler Walker Jr. Redneck Shit on Vinyl, which is
very nice.
Most of them. Usually when I give away the vinyl, I autograph it, but that one's not autographed, so that's a special collector's edition.
Wait, it's even more special? Because haven't signed it.
Exactly.
Like people could say, he didn't sign this one.
When I give
gifts. He had plenty of opportunity.
When I give gifts away, I sign them, but that one I did not.
Okay.
So that's worth more. And my t-shirt, which you guys will probably like. So I got a lot of requests. People were emailing that I didn't sell. People would just email, man, I like your t-shirts, but you don't sell fat fuck sizes. They kept saying that. You don't sell fat fuck sizes. So all the double XL and triple XLs, I insisted that they say fat fuck size.
Fat fuck size, right on there.
And then
that's
the
very nice.
Guys who are worried about, the question I get is if I'm self-conscious about my weight and I don't want a t-shirt that says fat fuck size, what do I buy? And the answer is all the shirts now have fat, all the double XLs and triple XLs have fat fuck size on it. So if you're fat, people know it.
They're just saying, you're helping them to get their shit together.
Well, yeah, it's just motivating. Yeah.
Yeah. And such beautiful, you have really, I dare say, romantic songs on this album.
What's the one I loved so much?
Better Off Beaten Off?
No, above it.
Oh, Fighting, Fucking, Farting?
Yeah.
Man's got to prioritize.
Yeah. It's not in order of importance.
That's not in order.
That's just it felt. That's the way it felt off the tongue. I'm a poet. It comes off the tongue.
Right.
What do you have for the bag, Sarah? Looks
here.
Like a lot. You brought your own bag.
I think it is. It's a Gelson's bag.
Oh no!
If that had been a Ralph's bag, it would have.
God Falling apart. All right. Well, I always bring this because I have drawers and drawers of them for some reason. Sarah Silverman Program Season 3 DVD.
There you go.
This is a Krusty the Clown wig.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
It?
Whoa. Yeah. Let me see that thing. When it was sticking out of your bag, I had no idea what it was supposed to be.
This is all swag, and I live in a small apartment, so this is a movie that's coming out next year, and this was the back of my chair. It was called The Book of Henry.
Wow.
There's the back. They give you, the back
of your
chair.
That's a nice plug for that.
And
Is this supposed to? Is this hat supposed to make you feel like your brain is being cut off and that you might pass out?
My guess is it's for
children
or people not, with slightly smaller
heads. You need a fat fuck size.
Yeah.
This is.
I'm on
this
it.
Was the Christmas gift for Bob's Burgers. It's a blanket of Bob's Burgers.
It's a beautiful Bob's Burgers blanket. Dude.
Yeah. Sorry, my Gelson's bag shit the bed.
Yeah, the bag fell apart, but you know, oftentimes people have to go home with a prize pile if they win here, and they got to work it out for themselves.
Yeah.
It's nothing for us to worry about. Rob, what do you got for the
Doug, you know,
bags?
I missed the memo about the gift, but here's the thing. My prize is going to be my car is a grab bag of shit right now. I got so much good stuff.
Someone can just walk to your car with
you. Walk my car with me and take two items from it.
Any two items that are in your car.
So you can't have the car itself because I need to drive home. But
it has to be something within the car.
I'm a big music fan, so I guarantee the music might, you know.
Could they take like two upholstered seats?
Sure. Bring your own tools, though. But, you know, also... there's a phone charger that's off the chain in there that you might.
Okay.
Literally, it's off the chain. It needs to be put back together, but. Anyway, so grab bag my car.
That sounds great.
Okay. It's going to be really fun. I'm parked right there, I promise.
I really love that. I'm really excited about that as an option for the winner tonight. And also, I might, you know, smoke some weed with you while we're at it. All right, you guys.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I'm always standing out back after the show, and some nice people come out there, and then a lot of the people don't because they, you know, they're straight edge podcast listeners. Which I love. You don't have to smoke pot to enjoy the show, but it helps! All right, let's play some games, you guys.
Let's do it.
I'm so fired up. I think you guys are all strong competitors, and it's going to be very intense. And to determine the winner of our first game, who can go first in the next game, we've got a special treat. He stops by every once in a while. Let's do some lines.
You guys want to do some fucking lines? Let's fucking do this shit.
For the listener at home, I'm ready to fucking go.
Yeah, you are squatting in a way that a lot of the audience can't even see you. And then you pop up. That's exciting. You're a movie star through and through. And I always appreciate you coming by. What's going on with your right hand, I'd like to know. Because it seems like you can't wait to touch yourself.
I keep my hand on my money, and my money's my dick.
Oh, okay.
How you guys doing? You doing good?
Huh, what's going on, man?
Not much, dude. I haven't fucking seen you in a while.
It's been a minute, yeah.
It's our fucking busy season at Wahlburgers, so I've been fucking crazy busy.
You sell more burgers this time of year?
Fuck yeah, dude. All those fucking idiot people coming up. Oh, let's go to Cape Cod. No, let's dive at Wahlburgers first. So we fucking get them coming in. Then today, Donnie asked if I would go with him looking for cans, and I did.
You went looking for cans?
I didn't look for shit. Donnie looked for fucking cans, and I just walked around and was like, go look over there, Donnie.
And then
I saw you were doing the show, and I'm like, Donnie, I'll catch up.
So he's still out there looking for cans.
Oh, yeah. He thinks the La Croix ones are more expensive. I'm like, same fucking can price, dude.
It is a fancy name. La Croix.
La Croix.
Yeah. I think it's really La Croix, though. I think
it's La Croix.
Okay.
I agree. It's fun to say pamplemousse La Croix.
Yeah.
But it's La Croix.
Yeah.
It's fucking La Croix, dude.
All right. We've had this debate on the show before. There's no reason to get into it again. Yeah,
why would you want to lose?
Because Doug does not love LaCroix. You're going to say a line.
Yeah, you want to do a fucking line, Doug?
Yeah, from a motion picture. hopefully a famous one. Mark gets to decide. I don't tell Mark what to do. And
nobody does.
All three of my guests are going. Can you just guess if you know the name of the movie that he is quoting?
Real quick, and Sarah, where the fuck's Michael?
Huh? Oh, Michael? He's shooting his television show.
Fuck that shit, TV. All right.
Wow, that's
that's a thing between me and him. Me and him made that joke last time we hung out. We're like, fucking TV, right? He's like, I know, movies. I'm like, you fucking said it, dude.
You guys really are kindred spirits.
I fucking love that, dude. Seriously, I was like, if you could fit in my pocket, I will take you everywhere. And he's like, if you could fit in mine, I was like, dude, I'll break your pants wide open.
I bet every conversation Mark Wahlberg has with another actor is super entertaining.
Well, yeah. I mean, when it comes to me and pants, I bust that shit wide open. All right, you ready to do a fucking line to him?
Yeah, so you're going to say a line from a movie. Panelists, just guess as often as you want until somebody gets it right. He might have multiple lines ready to go. At first he's gonna say something from Boogie Nights that's not part of the thing.
Okay.
So wait for it.
Look good, feel good. You look good, you feel good. Are you ready to fucking do this?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what happens after he climbs up and rescues her? She rescues him right back. So what happens after he climbs up and he rescues her? She rescues him right back.
Is that two people talking or one person?
It's two people.
Okay. So what happens after he climbs up and he rescues her? She rescues him right back.
Whatever it is that was in the trailer of a movie I didn't see.
Do you want another line from the same movie, or you want me to hear it again?
I think it sounds like we need another line.
Yeah. Are you ready? You're late. You're stunning. You're forgiven.
Oh.
You're late. You're stunning. You're forgiven.
Is that one person said all three of those things?
Nope. Two again, motherfucker. I'm multidimensional, dude.
Sorry, Mark. Apologies, Mark. So that's two.
You're late. You're stunning. You're forgiven.
Oh.
You're late. You're stunning.
If I get... Do
Fuck
I only get,
you, you're forgiven.
Do I get
it's not unforgiven.
Do I get one guess, or can I...
No, guess as often as you like.
Sleepless in Seattle?
No.
Just throw it out. Throw it out.
It's something more recent.
Jumanji.
No, we did that one before. It took 17 fucking minutes.
Do you want another line?
Steve Carell, Emma Stone,
Ryan Audience, I'm going to trust you. Keep your mouth shut, but put your hand in the air if you already know what it is. Okay, one middle-aged man knows. Good for you, too. No, because you know
Crazy
the fucking classics. Ready?
Love.
Here we go again. Another line. Two people. I never treated you like a prostitute. You just did. I never treated you like a prostitute. You just did.
I love how you say it like it's one person saying all of it.
I never treated you like a prostitute.
You just did.
Little known fact, every movie I've ever done, I also played every part. And then they just cut the part that they wanted.
What?
You was, fucking
what
hurt
was
me.
The first line again?
The very, very first one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's been three. Ish.
So what happens after he climbs up and rescues her? She rescues him right back. So what happens after he climbs up and rescues her? She rescues him right back. You want another fucking line?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Here we go.
We need to do this until they get the right answer.
Do you know it, Sarah?
Does anybody in this movie say the title of the movie?
But it's not.
Maybe we'll get there.
Okay.
Well, then someone would have said something.
Yeah, okay.
Ready?
It's okay. Maybe a Jennifer Aniston joint.
How much? 2,000. I would have paid 4.
I know what this is.
How much? 2,000. I would have paid 4. Can you give me directions? $50. You can't do that. Honey, I'm not lost. I can do anything.
Prostitute's a very good clue.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman
it is
correct!
Pretty Woman.
Thank you, Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, Doug. Doug.
Right. It's when they're on, he's on the fire escape, and she said.
Yeah.
Yes.
The next one I was going to do, I was just going to do a box closing and go, ha ha. But I figured that would give it away. Where are you going to be next, dude?
Were you going to do an impression of making an escargot fly across the room?
Does that happen in that movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who's going to be where?
Where are you going to be next?
Really? You're going to go wherever I go?
I'm just curious.
Is that why you're asking?
I don't know. I'm just curious.
Because I got a show in Nashville on Saturday.
All right. Maybe I'll open a Wahlburgers there. Hey, but if not, I'm sure the show will be good without me.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Amazing.
Wahlburgers in Nashville, that's fucking awesome.
Well, yeah, it's about time. I don't know why there isn't one already. Makes sense. So Wheeler won that game, so
yeah,
that means he gets to go first in the next game, and it's called ABCD's Nuts. It's a spelling game, sort of. We're going to spell something, and when a letter gets to you, you have to name any movie that begins with that letter, and if you match the movie I wrote down in advance, you win this game automatically.
Wait, what is the rules?
Yeah, what the fuck?
If I said what I just said over again, you'd still not understand. So I will just
Pretty
say,
woman.
We are spelling... In honor of Sarah, and I saw it recently on Broadway, enjoyed it a great deal, School of Rock. Yeah. Which, have you seen the Broadway show?
No.
Use your microphone voice.
No.
It's really good.
Is
it's
my
a really
character
good
in it?
Adaptation, and your character's in it. They changed her to a blonde lady. And I know, right? Seems
no,
arbitrary.
That's not, you're reading my face wrong. It's just like, that's not a character change. That's just the
no,
color of
she's
hair.
She's still a bitch.
Yeah.
She's just a blonde bitch.
They rewrote her as like, a blonde.
Yeah.
You don't hear that.
She's
like,
kind of she's dumber than your version, but she's yeah, she's plays pretty much the same role and also doesn't get any songs really. So I felt like they left the character underdeveloped, but it's a really good show. It's really fun, and. That's what we're gonna spell. So we'll start with
spelling School of Rock.
Yeah, we'll start with Wheeler, and the first letter in School of Rock is S. So you get to name any movie that begins with the letter S. And if you can't accomplish that, it'll move to Sarah. But if
it needs to. I'm trying to guess what you put. Down.
Yeah, sure. You don't have to worry about it too hard.
Spinal Tap.
See, here's where we get into some trouble, and I'm glad we've got an example of this early on. That film is called This Is Spinal Tap.
Oh.
I was testing. You caught it.
Yeah. I knew you were testing me.
We wanted to make explain the rules of the game.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So you need something that actually begins with the letter S, and then Sarah will have to do the next letter in School of Rock, and et cetera.
Okay.
Yeah. I knew you'd catch on. So what do you got for the letter S?
Oh, I thought I lost my... Oh, it was an example.
No, I'll let you go again.
Okay, Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, that begins with S. I went with School for Scoundrels.
I was going to...
Who the fuck would guess that?
So funny that...
Sarah was going to guess that.
I actually was.
All right, so Sarah, you get the letter C. What do you think?
Cold Mountain.
Okay. I went with College Road Trip, starring Martin Lawrence. H is your letter, Rob.
I'm going to say Hairspray.
Very good. I went with Higher Learning.
Oh,
Wheeler. Any movie that begins with O.
There are many movies that begin with.
There's a few.
Othello.
Yes.
My favorite film.
That's been filmed a few times. But that's not the answer. I went with...
Somebody, it's been seen more in school for
scoundrels.
Somebody
popped a balloon back there, I hope. I went with Oxford Blues.
I wasn't going to
get that. Oxford Blues. And we got another O for Sarah. Sounds like a Lifetime movie.
Another O for Sarah.
Oh, God, Book 2. I like it. I went with Orange County. Orange County. There's some collegiate stuff in there, I think. L is the next letter for Rob.
Yeah, it is.
Any L movie?
Sure. The old L movie. That M. Night Shyamalan movie, Lady of the Lake?
Just because I love that there's any reference to that movie at all, I'll let it slide, but I think it's Lady in the Water.
Sure. I saw an earlier version where it was a lake. They switched it.
I feel like that
trailer
has
the studio was like, can we move this to an apartment complex? Can we put it in
a
pool?
We can't get the permit to shoot at that lake, so.
Yeah.
Does that trailer have the classic, like, child whispering in a scary way?
Yeah, the child's like, zoom, zoom.
Do you want to, I just thought of another one if you want a different one.
Oh, okay.
Labyrinth.
Okay, that's a good one. I went with Legally Blonde.
Of course yeah. You did.
Yeah. O for Wheeler.
Another O.
Yeah, the O's are
I was gonna say,
often in School of Rock.
I was going to say On the Waterfront, but this is On the Waterfront, right? Callback. No, On the Waterfront.
Okay. That's a good one. I went with Old School.
Right.
F for Sarah.
I'm not like this guy who's constantly trying to give me answers.
Why are you
And
doing
I will
that?
Say a terrible movie with lovely people in it called Father's Day.
Oh, okay. It's very nice of you. I went with Flirting.
Oh, Flirting with Disaster. That's a great movie. I changed mine.
I just went with straight up Flirting. It's a movie about a boarding school, I think. R is your letter, Rob.
Yeah.
R for Rob.
Yeah.
And what movie begins with R?
Uh-huh. Rob.
Rob Roy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I said Rudy.
Oh.
Oh
great R movie.
Back to you with O again, Wheeler. Wheeler gets another O.
I flew from Nashville to Los Angeles to name six movies with O.
I feel good about your chances here.
You said O. No. Spinal Tap is a T. Am I crazy that I can't think of that many fucking home movies?
A little bit. It's tough though. There's a lot of pressure.
I had an O, and it was a sequel.
Odd Couple. That's the Odd Couple.
Hey.
Yeah, that begins with T.
I can't. Everything starts with fucking the.
That's all right.
I'll pass.
Yeah,
fuck
you'll
this.
You can play again in the next game.
I'm confident
game.
We're gonna get back around.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say Oh God? I said Oh God, Book Two.
Yeah,
Oh God, Book One
would have been easy. Could just say Oh God. But what do you got, Sarah? For O, Wheeler's out.
Oh God.
Okay.
Oh man.
I was all ready with my C.
I went with O. Which is Othello. But just the one letter, O. C is the next letter for you, Rob.
I'm really confused. So when he said Othello earlier, is there another movie called Othello?
Yeah, sure. There's a bunch of Othellos.
Right.
And then somebody came along and said, let's call it O.
Okay.
Because that's what the kids are looking for. Okay. Kids don't like three syllable titles.
Right.
They want to just have an O.
Okay. C,
yeah. Any movie that begins with C.
I had a good K, too. I really had a good K. Okay. C.
Oh, fuck. Does that mean that I'll have K?
Yeah.
Yeah, you will. Get ready, girl.
Here it is. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
C.
Sentry? Century City. Not that scent. That's an S. Chicago. Chicago.
Chicago. You did it. I went with college co-eds versus zombies. Zombie housewives. All right, Kay, Sarah. Bring
Clute.
It home. Bring it home.
Clute. What?
Clute.
Clute.
Starring Jane Fonda, beginning Donald with a K, Sanders. And Donald S. I went with Kicking and Screaming from 1995.
What was your K?
Kentucky Fried Movie.
Oh, oh my go. God. That was my first sexual experience.
Wait. While watching?
Yeah, because my dad, it was on like...
No, in it.
Wait, because your dad...
Did I say because my dad?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Tell me you said because my dad. Your dad had it on and your boyfriend...
At my dad's house, he had things recorded and my stepsister and I watched it over and over and over, and then I remembered parts of it while I was in bed with my doll, Rosie, who okay. was also my first sexual experience.
That's awesome.
All right, fair enough. So all of my
hey Doug, how do you
all of
how
my
do you,
answers are movies that took place in some sort of school.
I was gonna say, how do you add trivia to IMDb? I'm gonna add that tonight.
This next game.
Answer his question, Doug.
Wheeler still gets to go first in this next game because he won the previous one.
Oh, and no one won.
So
that
no one.
One
the no object one of that last that. One was to get the same one as you.
Huh? Right.
The object of that was to get the same one.
Yeah,
as
that's right. That would have won it for you.
If well, now happened. I know the rules.
Yeah, but now we're on to another game okay. that may cause more confusion. I'm going to start with you, Wheeler. The game is called Trey Ho or Trey No. And I'll ask you individually, and it moves on to the next person after that.
What, like, what are you asking?
Each title.
Danny Trey.
I'll say a movie, and you have to tell me whether it's Trey Ho or Trey No.
Got it.
In it, you mean?
Whether Danny Trey Ho is right. in it or not.
Okay.
We'll start with Wheeler. Is Danny Trey Ho in The Firm, starring Tom Cruise? Trey Ho or Trey No?
I got to say no, right?
You say Trey No?
Trey No.
That is correct.
Nice.
Rob, is Danny Trejo in...
Oh, he's going the other way.
Yeah, I switched the order up. I'll get crazy
shit.
On your asses. Is Danny Trejo in Anaconda?
God.
Right? Danny Trejo could be in anything.
Yeah. And that's one of those movies
he's
that like...
He's an unstoppable force.
Any
just shows up in things. You'll be watching Modern Family, you'll be like, holy shit, Danny Trejo.
I'm going to say Trejo.
Trejo?
Meaning yes.
That is correct. Woo! Sarah, regarding Henry, Trejo or Trejo?
Oh shit, I was gonna say Trejo, but maybe the traditional black guy that says I'll help you walk again was him. No, I think it was a black guy. I'm going to say Trejo.
Trejo is correct.
Nice.
Remember Tom Giannis? Is there a time for... Is it okay to ask?
Sure.
I remember he had a great idea once. He wrote for Saturday Night Live, and he had an idea where he wanted to have the guy who's, you know, in an accident, he can't walk, and then the black physical... trainer guy saying, you know, it's going to be hard and it's going to be rough and you're going to want to die sometimes, but you will walk again. And then the guy's like, well, that's okay. Sorry, keep going.
I'm good. I'm just going to watch TV and not walk. Yeah. Wheeler?
Yeah.
6 days, 7 nights. Trejo? Trejo.
6 days, 7 nights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go on my gut here because
sure.
it feels like it's time for a Trejo.
You think?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Wow.
Rob?
Yeah.
Trejo or Trejo?
Okay.
Bubble Boy.
That was What's-His-Face's first movie, right? Wasn't that...
Early Gyllenhaal?
Early Gyllenhaal, yeah.
Not his first film, I don't think, but...
Early.
Maybe his first lead role.
There you go.
I love that movie, Demolition. Did you guys see Demolition?
Was it good?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I liked it.
I was always kind of, weren't they offering that on like streaming before it was even in the theater? Was it in the theater?
It was in theaters, but I don't know the streaming situation on it, but
that
I...
That does seem to be the way it. Lately.
Yeah, that's what they do.
It's happening too much.
Simultaneous release.
I love it.
Okay, I have no idea.
Bubble Boy.
I have absolutely no idea, and therefore I'm going to say Trejo.
That's correct.
Now I gotta watch Bubble Boy.
He's in Bubble Boy. Sarah, Richard III.
I mean, my knee-jerk reaction is Trey No, but I'm gonna say Trey Ho.
Your knee-jerk was wrong, because it is in fact Trey Ho.
It's good.
I'm so happy that he's in that.
That's awesome. He plays a guy who comes in and helps Richard III recover from his...
Doug.
He helps him with his hump situation. All right, Wheeler. Trejo or Trey No? Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
Ooh. That's recent, so I'm going to say it's good. I think it's you would only mention if he was in it. So I'm going to say Trejo. Oh, shit, I don't like the silence.
That's a great title for one of your next songs. Oh, shit, I don't like the silence.
We'll split the publishing.
The answer is, what'd you say?
Well, now I want to say the opposite, but I said Trejo.
The answer is Trey No. Yes, he was in a very heralded Kumar 3D Christmas.
Oh, that's one. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, trick question.
Trick question.
Got you. Got you good. Rob?
Yeah.
Muppets Most Wanted.
That was his most recent Muppets, right?
That was a Muppets that happened.
Was that
most
with the Russian Tina Fey?
Recently. Russian yeah, Tina Fey.
I'm going to have to say Trey Ho.
That is correct.
Yes.
I don't know what just happened.
When does this game end? How does it end?
It just ended, and I can't even... I don't even know who the winner is.
Can we both win? Can we have a tie?
I like it. Let's play one last game for all the marbles.
It'd be great if Trejo would have walked in at the end. That would have been awesome, too.
Shit. I should have called him.
Yeah. And you could have said, Doug loves movies. And I would say, Trey No. And then he walks in and says, Trejo.
He has been on Doug loves movies.
Really?
Yeah. He was the best guest other than... He's probably the fourth best guest in the history of the show.
Wow. Us three are one through three.
You guys are the top three.
Right. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Who are the top three? I know I'm not. I'm not fishing. I know I'm like a million.
I just said you guys are. All three of you.
That's awesome. Thank you.
That's a bet.
Yeah. I live in the moment.
You guys, by the way, noticed that after you guys called a tie, just to break it, he missed it. He's Doug Love movies. He got it wrong. He said Trey Ho. He said Trey No.
I see your logic.
You know what I'm saying? He said the Trejo wasn't in Doug Love's movie, so I say we give it to...
I like your logic a lot.
Yeah. He finished the game and fucked it up.
All for the sake of comedy. Semi-comedy. Comedy-ish.
Well, this next game's going to decide it all anyway. Okay. And, you know, we had a lot of fun with those first games, but now shit's going to get real serious. And you know that... Everything's getting serious at Meltdown Comics when you start to hear the cricket. I heard it a minute ago, but now it's gone. That's the fucking thing about crickets. Hey, cricket, how's it going? Silence. Okay, moving on. Cricket, cricket, cricket. That's my impression of a cricket noise. Yeah. Do you do a good cricket noise, Wheeler?
No.
I've never tried to, but I feel like I could.
You want to try?
Let's hear it.
I'd like to watch.
Give it a shot.
Are we doing fucking cricket noises?
Oh, no. Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, Mark, can you...
He's got a cricket noise.
I'll fucking get down on cricket noises. I will dominate this fucking shit.
All right, give it a try. Do a cricket noise. All right, we get it.
Name the fucking movie, dude.
Oh. Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
It is A Bug's Life. I'll see you later.
All right. He really is the best at everything he does. Best burgers, best cricket imitations, best giant dong. This last game is called Jason and Deb's IMDb game. You know IMDb, but this is a fun game that uses the top four that they put at everybody's page as a game. So I'm going to start saying the top the four movies that are in somebody's top four. Buzz in with your own name, Wheeler, Sarah, Rob, and if you guess...
Sarah!
Exactly. If you guess correctly the actor or actress that I'm speaking of, then you get a point, and you also get a chance to get an extra bonus point for every other movie you can name, and you only, in that person's top four. But here's where you don't want to buzz in early, because if you guess wrong after like the first title or the second title, negative 1 point for you. Ooh. Yeah, and we'll play till we have till we played five rounds, and there's a tiebreaker ready to go, because this is going to be.
And do you start with their number one
everything.
Or anything in the
you going
top
in order?
Four?
You can. You don't have to go in order. You just have to name
do
something
you
that's
have
in
to.
Their top four.
Do you start?
Oh, I'll
with
name them
one?
In order. Yes, and then you have to name the person.
Being 1, 2, 3, 4, not 4, 3. 2.
Yeah. Exactly.
I got really serious there.
Yeah, I don't know how serious they are about 1, 2, 3, 4. They just say these are
I
the
don't think very
four
serious.
Most known for. Yeah, it's a weird system they use. All right, so don't forget to buzz in with your own name, because that's the thing that throws people off. They just yell out the name of the person. But we gotta make it orderly.
Okay.
Whose top four begins with Dawn of the Planet of the Apes? Whoever's talking loudly in the
let's just shut this door.
Green room. You don't need to. There's a whole comic book store out there you can yell in. Nobody wants to buzz in? I like the cautious play. You guys are smart.
Well, you scared us, but the... negative.
It's not always movies in somebody's top four. The second project in the top four of this person is Felicity.
Rob.
Rob.
Carrie Russell.
That's correct.
That scared me so much. That was good.
So now you got 1 point for that, and you can get two more bonus points.
Oh shit!
For naming two more things that are in Carrie Russell's top four.
The Americans.
And another one?
And, Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
She's in that?
Yeah.
They didn't list that.
No, Waitress.
They didn't list that either. Settle down.
Sorry. I totally
but
just...
you were correct with the Americans, so congratulations on that. And her fourth project in her top four was August Rush. Right?
Most known.
So,
four.
Do I get a half a point bonus?
For what?
Saying the Americans?
No, you got a point for Americans.
I get a point for it.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
You got
but he only wants
Carrie
half.
Russell, so you have 2 points. You have 2 points. Wheeler and Sarah are tied with considerably less than 2 points.
It's here's not fair. He was in the fucking thing.
Yeah, you're right.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Wait, you're really out to get me.
Well, no, but it's like, what are the chances? The number two, you're...
Yeah,
you're
but
in.
I haven't won anything yet. So.
I don't even have an IMDb page. It does seem unfair to me.
All right, here's the next round. Who's number one on their top four on IMDb is Friends?
Wheeler.
Okay, Wheeler, who do you think it is?
David Schwimmer.
Incorrect. Sarah or Rob, you get to buzz in if you'd like. I'll give you another title.
Fuck, I had a second.
You got negative one for that, Wheeler.
I'm going to be pissed if it's who I think it is.
I know you're going to be pissed. The second title in the top four is We're the Millers.
Sam!
Sarah?
Jennifer Aniston.
That's correct. You gotta follow your gut, Wheeler.
That's what I know. I don't listen to my own.
So you get.
I'm so fucking pissed.
You get two more, Sarah. Get two more guesses for two more possible points. Jennifer Aniston's top four.
The Good Girl.
And.
Who? That's in her top four?
No. I just want to hear both of your guesses, and then I'll tell you how you did.
And We're the Millers is her number one? Oh, is her
number two?
Two
after Friends, yeah. Friends is
pretty
big.
We're the Millers. And, of course, who can forget the classic Jennifer Aniston? Oh! How about I just watched it yesterday or the day before... he's just not that into you.
Oh, okay, no. They went with The Iron Giant and Office Space.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, Office Space is classic. All right, so
enough,
Sarah has 1 point, Rob has two, and Wheeler. Here's the next set of four.
Flair. Sorry. She didn't have enough flair. Remember? Sorry. I'm not fully better yet.
Yeah, so you didn't wear enough flair in Office Space. And so we got Kerry Russell, Jennifer Aniston, and who was in Interstellar? Good, I like your caution on this.
Am I out or am I allowed to?
No, you're back in.
Wheeler!
All right, man. Interstellar.
I'm good. I'm more excited. I got the beginning. Was that I hope I'm thinking about the right movie. Is that Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, he's in Interstellar, but that's not the right answer.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you get another negative point.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah, you need to cool your jets, Wheeler. You're out for the rest of this round. The second movie
that's a
or
wasted,
project
wasted plane ticket
from this actor or actress is Requiem for a Dream.
Sarah? I haven't
seen
either
movie. It sounded like you had a leak at the beginning of that.
I haven't seen either movie, but I'm going to say Ellen Burstyn.
That's correct!
Who's she in Interstellar? Oh, she's like grandma or something?
Yeah, she's definitely one of the older characters.
Alice doesn't live here anymore?
And...
And this guy's too excited. I can't even. You're probably not doing anything, but I can't even.
Just block his face.
And
so helpful.
I don't really know. I don't know.
That's okay. You don't have to guess.
Pass. Was that in her top four, Alice?
Alice doesn't live here anymore. Did not make her top four, but that is a terrific movie.
Fantastic.
But Martin Scorsese, she's a waitress. They went with The
Spin-off
Exorcist.
Was the comedy Alice.
Alice.
They went with a little movie called The Exorcist.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and The Fountain. The Fountain, I know.
Fun Everyone's fact like, about Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Of course, that movie was a Scorsese drama spun off into a half-hour comedy with Linda Lavin. The warm-up comedian for that three-camera live audience show, Gary Shandling.
What?
So many fun facts.
And wasn't Flo in the movie too?
Mel was.
Well, she was in another one of my favorite movies.
Who, Flo?
Oh, Flo. She was in
Polly
The
Holiday?
One and Only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Polly Holiday.
One and Only with Kurt Russell. Wrestling movie ahead of its time.
Not Kurt Russell.
Did I say Kurt Russell?
Henry Winkler.
I meant Henry Winkler. They're pretty much the same.
So good. You can watch tons of it on YouTube. It's so good.
I got Kurt Russell on the brain. All right, so Sarah has two. Rob has two. And then there's Wheeler with two. Negative.
Nancy Wheeler.
Negative two. Here we go. You're back in it, Wheeler. Top four. Two Broke Girls.
Boy.
TV show. Second title, Thor. I like where this is headed. Third title, Thor, The Dark World. And one more to go.
Okay, Rob.
Rob, who is it?
This is a real reach. I don't know if this guy's even in any of these shows. Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris? From SNL? That's not in his top three.
He's in Two Broke Girls.
He's in Two Broke Girls.
Yeah, he is. You're right about that. But,
and SNL is the fourth.
But incorrect.
I thought he played Thor, no?
And the fourth title for 1 point, if the other two players can jump in, The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Garrett Morris.
You're sticking with Garrett Morris. Sarah?
No.
All right, time's up. Kat Dennings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Star of Two Broke Girls.
Right, that makes sense.
It does add up. Yeah. All right.
Who was she in 40-Year-Old Virgin? Was she one of like the crazy dates?
Must have been.
No, she's the daughter of Catherine Keener.
Holy.
She's not having any of it.
Garrett Morris was robbed.
Yeah, he should have been a Garrett Morris category. All right. So here's the last one. We'll go to a tiebreaker if need be, but this should cinch it if anybody buzzes in. Whose top four includes Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs? Okay, nobody? Here's the next title. Scary Movie
Rob!
4. Rob?
Anna Faris.
That is correct.
Who he was in a movie with.
Yeah, he was in a movie with her. It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not fair.
Yeah. Set up.
Name two more.
Okay, two more. Which scary movie was the second one you named?
Scary Movie 4.
Okay. I'm going to say Scary Movie.
Okay, what else?
And also... I'm going to say, something bunny, the house bunny. House bunny?
Yeah. House bunny is correct. That came in at number four, but her number three was actually Mom, the TV show Mom with Alice and Janney that I don't watch, but I love them both. All right, so that means that Rob is our winner with 4 points.
You did it, Rob.
Thank you, sir. Thanks.
That means that Voyage to the Bottom of Chelsea gets to come collect all of her prizes.
You can't call that wordplay, right? I mean, that's not wordplay. That's just adding your name to the last.
No, the sea is the end of the title.
Chelsea. Of the sea. Chelsea.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
You know what? Chelsea,
come get
wherever
your stuff,
you
Chelsea.
Are, I owe you
well,
an
she's
apology.
Gonna have to come out to my car and get her stuff.
Yeah, that's right. You're gonna have to go out to his car, and you can get two items.
So
of
from
Chelsea.
My
and one of them can be a quick makeout session if you'd like.
And then she gets all this stuff too.
Yeah, she gets everything.
Oh, good job,
she
Chelsea.
Wins it all. Good job.
Congratulations, Chelsea.
Rob, what do you got going on? What can people look for? What can they see you in? What's happening?
I am producing a series that I'm starring in with my friend Richard Speight, and it's called Kings of Con, and you'll be able to find it. Comic-Con is starting a new online network.
Oh, very nice.
It's called Comic-Con HQ, and so it's going to be their first scripted show.
Kings of Con, as in C-O-N.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes. And what do you play in the show?
It's loosely based on our real life experiences being actors in the convention circuit, because we're on the show Supernatural, and they do conventions all over the world, so it's behind the scenes at fan conventions.
Nice.
The crazy actors.
That's a good place for a show, I think.
Oh my God, my niece, who's a woman, a grown woman, loves that show. Anyway, it's a great story.
Yeah.
She loves that show so much, and I see it all the time on TNT because my bathroom TV is often on that channel.
Aw.
Sarah, what's your next thing we can look for? Have you got a movie in the can?
Got a couple movies in the can. I don't know when they're coming out, though. There's that Book of Henry. I think it doesn't come out until, like, the summer. And a movie called Battle of the Sexes, which is about the Battle of the Sexes with Billie Jean King and Bobby.
Who do you play in that?
I play Bobby. I know. I play a real life woman named Gladys Heldman.
Who plays tennis?
She did play tennis, but she was the one who, with Billie Jean King, who was played brilliantly by Emma Stone, tells the Tennis Association to go fuck themselves. And then she procures Virginia Slims as the women's tennis. Oh, I'm so tired. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying.
She gets a cigarette company to sponsor women's
tennis?
Yes. Very nice.
Yes, she does. And that I'm excited about. And I'm on Pete Holmes's new show, Crashing.
Crashing on
HBO. I've never had so many things to plug, but really, I don't know when they come out. And then something else on TV. Oh, I'm on 2 episodes of Masters of Sex, and I'm excited about it this time.
Yeah. So turn on your TVs or go to the cinema, and Sarah will show up. Just be patient.
I guess I'm pretty great.
Yeah.
Who plays the guy in the tennis movie?
Steve Carell, Bobby Riggs, and he's incredible.
Oh shit, with those crazy big glasses and a little perm and everything.
I don't know if he got a perm.
Didn't Bobby Riggs have like permy hair?
Maybe.
Didn't he have?
Yes. It's a good movie. It's a much better movie than this conversation is leading you to believe.
I'm excited to see a movie about that. I think it's
and
a great
it's,
story.
And it's Val, Jonathan and Val.
Right, the Little Miss Sunshine directors.
Great.
Very cool. Can't wait. Wheeler,
where
can people come see you? Go to a website, get your tour dates.
WheelerWalkerJr.com, my album Redneck Shit, which was a top 10, excuse me, debut in the top 10 on the Billboard Country Charts. Thank you very much.
That is so cool.
That is pretty awesome.
Help me get Real Filthy Country back on the charts and buy it again. Last week was not a good sales week. And tour in the Southeast in mid-September and then Midwest November.
Very nice. Thank you for being here,
That's
dude.
Exciting.
One more time for all of my guests. Rob Benedict, Sarah Silverman, and Wheeler Walker Jr.
Get your audience to vote Hillary.
What's that?
A good... You've got a lot of power with that crowd to tell
them.
Oh,
Wheeler Walker should, in between the songs, talk up Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
That sounds like that would go over at a country show.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. You're being ridiculous, Sarah.
I'm going to try one show, see what happens.
Yeah.
By the way, my tour has just got canceled, I think.
Dixie Chicks can't carry the whole weight of the country scene.
I don't even really understand these shitheads. There's two shitheads in a row that I don't even know what they're talking about. But let's do it. As always, the cookie Nazi at Diddy Reese is a shithead? That's what I thought. I didn't think that would resonate with anybody. And traffic on the fast track. Again, See, nothing.
Is the fast track supposed to be fast? It's like how you get that thing when you fly that gets you. What's the thing you get when?
TSA pre?
Yeah, now everyone's TSA pre and it's the longest line.
So everybody's fast track?
Boom, right? I don't know, I just assumed it.
I think you had it. Did you have a hard time getting here tonight on fast track?
This morning.
This morning? There you go. All right.
She left this morning.
Is a shithead.
Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Once again, don't miss Kevin Smith's new film Yoga Hosers when it comes to movie theaters nationwide for a special premiere event days before its official release. This is your chance to see the film before anyone else, plus catch an exclusive discussion with Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith's Yoga Hosers premiere party comes to select movie theaters nationwide for an epic one-night event on August 30th. Tickets available now at fathom.live/KevinSmith.